Shafiq.
It's working now.
Okay. Can you open my presentation?
Yes. The green.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting Afghanistan to present on the mechanical innovative actions which is going on in Afghanistan. Next slide, please. In Afghanistan, beside the anti-personnel mine bank mine contamination, there is a huge areas contaminated by anti-vehicle mines. And most of those areas, it is located close to a populated area. You can see in the picture, the red polygons, they are representing hazardous areas, different size. All of them are contaminated by anti-vehicle mines. And it is 300 square kilometers, which is making about 50% of the overall legacy contamination in Afghanistan. Having said that, we always were thinking whether or not the method or the methodology of clearance, survey and clearance of anti-vehicle mines, it is effective and efficient or not. We have been doing lots of trials. And the recent trials which we have been conducting with the help of GICHD, UNMAS, and some of the implementing partners which are operational in Afghanistan. The result was very promising. Unfortunately, we do not have any maps from those military people who have laid these mines in Afghanistan. The nature of mine laying in Afghanistan, it is a different. It is most of them are low metal content. We do not know where exactly mines are located because we do not have mines maps. In some big areas, there might be one or two anti-vehicle mines, but we need to polygon a big area because we do not have a very effective survey methodology now. And some areas, these types of mine, it is either deeply buried or extra soil has come on top of that. Whatever we were practicing before in terms of clearance, the most or common machine which is being used in Afghanistan in the past, it was front-end loader. It has a ripper beside that, and it is ripping the ground. And it was very time consuming when it was followed up by manual demining teams because the front-end loader, it is not a standalone clearance machine. Previously, manual deminers were checking the areas which were ripped by front-end loader. And the productivity at that time was 45,000 square meter per team per month. And we have done the trial. The objective of this trial was to make the clearance of anti-vehicle contaminated areas more efficient, speed up the process of clearance. And it was done actually by a group of people, about 30 people from Directorate of Mine Action Coordination as United Nations Mine Action Service, implementing partners, and Geneva Center for Humanitarian Demining. We had some workshops, and then we have done some field practice. The result of that trial was very good. The productivity went up from 45,000 per team per month to 90,000 square meter per team per month. If we just assume the remaining contamination in Afghanistan, which is 300 square kilometers, by the new methodology, we can save millions of US dollars. The overall Previous cost estimation was $130 million for 300 square kilometers, but now it can come down to half. And it is not, we are not done, still we are working further to make the process further efficient by using a type of drone with the help of Resolute support. 5 minutes.